Book now at herbalhealer.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, come back.
It's coming in clear, sounds good.
You got that, yeah? Check, 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 check.
Sounds good.
Hiroshima, some call it Hiroshima. Folks, let me give you a natural analogy here. Hiroshima, Japan, was bombed on August 6, 1945, destroying the city and killing over 200,000 people. Immediately after the bombing, Truman ordered hundreds of leaflets. Listen to this carefully because this is my point, folks. Truman ordered hundreds of leaflets to be dropped in the cities of Japan, warning that if they did not surrender and begin the work of building a new, better, and peace-loving Japan, whatever that meant, then they would be bombed again. Now, my point in this analogy is that they were warned before they were bombed. Japan listened and shortly thereafter surrendered, thus sparing the nation of further attacks. Now, listen to what Thomas Jefferson said in 1781. I'll parallel them. God, who gave us liberty, and can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, the Constitution, the Bible, that's the bedrock, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, not man, that they are not to be violated but by his wrath. God means what he says. When you disobey his commandments, he will exemplify his wrath upon a godless nation. Indeed, he said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Let me go on. Let me go to Leviticus. It says this in Leviticus 26, actually, because, again, this is the bedrock of who we are as a people. It says this. It says, and I will set my face against you. This is what the Lord said. If you disobey, America, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. He said in verse 18, Leviticus 26, and if you will not yet for all of this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Folks, what I'm trying to parallel in the spiritual from the natural analogy, Hiroshima, Japan, or Hiroshima, Japan, is the fact that we're on the radio week after week dropping those leaflets on America, letting you folks know that God is not playing. If I need to go back and say what Thomas Jefferson said again, I will. God is not playing. His wrath, this is what he said. Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. He's not a man that should lie. He's not one that perverts or wrests judgment, America. And Thomas Jefferson said on the state of Virginia, 1781, he said that I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Now, the reason I brought up I will set my face against you is because that's what I want to talk about today, just a little bit. This week I heard on the radio, I'll get to that in a second. See, I guess my point is this. America needs to respond the right way before God, like after September 11th. If you read Isaiah 26, it talks about how God would teach the people of the earth righteousness through his judgments. And it's a spiritual awakening because, America, what's happening right now, we are transitioning. Everybody can feel this. We are moving from another point to another point to another point. And we need to pay attention as to where we are in this country in transition. And we need to respond to God in the right manner when he teaches us these judgments. He's teaching us the judgments to chastise us that we might learn his righteousness. In America right now, what's going on is you're going the wrong way. And through the most part, especially for the conservatives and for those people that call themselves the right, it's because of what you're allowing. That's the problem. Go ahead, Jay.
Good point. We were actually talking about this last night, too. What happens in America, and God chastens, and so do parents. Parents will chasten in order to make their kids better. God will do the same thing to a nation. What happens in our nation is, for instance, a young boy or a young girl does something wrong. He plays with something he's not supposed to, and his parent says, you know, don't play with those, otherwise I'm going to give you a spanking. So the young son or daughter says, okay, Mom. So then he goes to thinking, the son or daughter, how can I avoid the spanking? I know what I'll do. I'll put padding in my backside. That's what I'll do. And then he goes and breaks the law, gets a spanking, but he gets the padding.
And that padding's called an unlawful lawyer
today. That's exactly right. How do I figure out a way to get away from the consequences of my sin, but still be able to sin? You can't.
Martin Luther said, we want to avoid the punishment of sin, lawless God's transgression of his law, 1 John 3:4. He said, we want to avoid the punishment of sin. We even want to resist it and defend our sins. We shall succeed as well as the dog that bites into the spine of a porcupine.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, it is.
You're never going to figure out a solution outside of getting righteous, getting right.
And we're talking about bringing forth the answers on Sons of Liberty today, and the answers are already in the Word of God.
Right.
Folks, when you look back in history, you see where man fails. Every time they fail, it's where they departed from the Word of God. Every single time. And if that wasn't the case, then why does man, after judgment, always go back that direction?
That's right.
Why does it always return back to God in righteousness and holiness and goodness and truth?
That's right. And it's at the end of the fact when man says, oh boy, I have no more strength left. I can't defend myself. I better turn to who? And everybody does it, just like you said. You turn back to the one who you know is right.
Now, let me bring this to a positive. Out of that, because it's always a negative,
right.
Is always birth in a positive.
That's
it really is.
To,
it's
yep.
Spiritual to the natural. What makes America great, folks? Let me ask you if this sounds familiar. It says it in Deuteronomy 14, too. For thou art a holy people, a God-fearing people, unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar, a special people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. Why is America the greatest nation on this planet? Why? Every American will admit that.
Yep.
Who made you great? What made you a light on the top of the city? What made you a city on the hill? What was it? It was your righteousness before God. It's
justice.
What he established through you. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty of Bradley and Jake. That was a quick one. We'll be right back. We're going to exemplify and bring a discourse about to bring about more information as to what we're trying to bring forth right now. And sometimes you just don't know what you're always doing. You just got to wait for the Holy Ghost to bring it about. And I think you get the point.
Open your mouth and speak and everything will be better.
We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 320-274-8400.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
You want to go ahead and say that. I mean, I'm still rambling over here trying to figure out what we're trying to say and how we're trying to say it. And I asked you the question, so did you get what I was trying to say? And you said perfectly.
Absolutely. And this is why I got it, because it was articulated perfectly.
I'm still the best. I'm still the best. I'm still the best.
My kids,
my
over
kids,
not under.
My
over
kids
not
told under. Me. My kids told me. My
over
kids
not
told
under.
Me.
You're okay. Right, told you, too.
You know Mike Tyson was the world champion because he was always told by his trainer that he was the best.
Yep.
I was just a side note.
And then he tried to get in the ring with me, and that was it.
That was it. Well, if you guys ever seen the other guy, I'll
you would
guys,
know.
He hit the door, Jack. Mike Tyson has left the building.
That's right.
Hey, listen, real quick, explain what you just said about the Hiroshima.
Yep. Hiroshima and the people of Japan listened. In other words, they saw it falling from the air, and they said, hey, you know what? We need to make our country better. And basically what he's saying is get off our backs in America, quit attacking us, and surrender. That's,
and now,
that's to make
the spiritual
easy.
Meaning is that God is commanding us in America to repent for our sins before him and to put our faith in his son, Jesus Christ, and get in the war.
That's right.
That's
and
what he's telling us
and
to do.
Turn from those sins. We need to turn from those sins, not just embrace Jesus and say you love him. And that was another – this is a great point. This is the Martin Luther commentary. We brought it up a number of times.
That was the great Martin Luther, the reformer back in the 1500s.
That's right. That's right. And so he was sitting in his class, and he had just gotten the revelation that he's saved by faith alone. And so he's talking to all of his young, you know, people that are going to come up and be priests and things like that.
Disciples.
In their seminaries. Yep.
Students.
And so his students are kind of – Martin just says, you know, we're saved by faith alone. And his students start laughing. They're like, yeah, right. We're saved by faith alone. And they start debating with him.
Yeah.
And one of the students said, so what you're saying is I'm saved by faith alone, right? And Martin says, yes. And his student says, so I'm able to do whatever I want to do. And Martin says, yes. And then the student starts laughing, all the kids, and they
look
at each
other. Have a care, Martin. Have a care.
Because what they're thinking in their carnal minds is, well, then I'm going to go to the brothels. I'm going to drink.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sin. And then Martin turns back on him and says, so what do you want to do?
That's right.
And
did you get that, folks? What do you want to do?
That will prove that you... So, in other words, you love Jesus. Yes. Well, then, I can do whatever I want if I love Jesus. Yes. But what do you want to do?
That's right.
Well, I want to sin. Well, then you don't love Jesus.
That's exactly
that. Gotcha.
It shows you whose heart it really is. And that was, you brought that up in church a couple months back, and it's like, that kind of stuff is so good.
It is.
Because that is icing on the cake.
Takes legalism away.
You know what?
Sticks
it's the
love.
Candle that's lit on top of the icing on the cake.
About as high as you get.
It doesn't get any higher.
Thank you for Martin Luther.
It totally.
And that revelation that God gave him.
It totally is.
To set the world free. And that's the liberty that we live in now. Why do we do right in America? Because we desire to do right. Why are we the country that sends billions of dollars whenever there's natural disasters around the world? Because we have a heart to do that. Because we love our neighbor as ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's what keeps us the greatest. And when one loves his neighbor.
But I don't think I'm the greatest. I think you're the greatest.
Well, I appreciate that. But because you're
I'm the
greatest, that means you're actually the greatest.
No, I think you're the best.
That just proves again
just
that you are the best.
I think you're the best. Jake, you're the best.
That just proves that you're the best.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have on this cloudy Saturday, it's snowing out here in Minnesota, February 26th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, that would be me, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you want to be a part of the show, I'm going to give you the number. 1-866-233-0747. If that was too quick, 1-866-233-0747. For those that speak Japanese, ha, usiwari, aori, otira, ofra, isabo, iaya, o, ya. For those that speak Chinese, uya, you to, ta, you to, tao. For those that speak Spanish, uno, dos, cuatro, tres, quimos, cala. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Thank you, Folgers Coffee. I appreciate that. For all you new listeners that would like to check out my Facebook, please do go to Bradley Dean. It's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. And by the way, I only accept normal people.
Oh, man, that's going to limit it, I think.
You want me to rewind?
Can you say that in Japanese?
For all of you new listeners, please go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook. I only accept normal people. Okay, let's go forward. Had enough of that little...
Moving forward.
Moving forward, sir.
Sir.
This week we had another My War showing.
Very good showing. I'd love to talk about it.
I do.
There was at the end of this showing, it was very good.
It was a mini showing. We had about 65 people there in a smaller theater because of the timeline. And
we did have some important legislators there as well.
Amen.
So, and I'm glad they're coming out. We have on average a handful of them per showing. So this is good. This is very, actually, on average, I'm going to take that back. Well, it doesn't matter. Legislators are turning out to this. Judicial people are turning out to this. A lot of delegates are turning out to this.
Amen.
But at the end of this premiere, and for those of you that haven't seen it, you've got to see it. And so you need to call in right now to find out when the next showing is.
And we'll talk about it again once we get another date. Folks, we have so much going on with My War right now under the radar that we're just letting people take it, and that's exactly what's happening. So we're not doing our premiere again publicly until they're done with theirs, and then we'll bring ours forth again. And for our new listeners, I'll tell you what My War is about in just a second here.
Yep, and two, if you want to, folks, you can get a lot of these trailers of stuff that we're putting out on the documentary. You got to get it on our newsletter list. Well, that's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. But back to the event. We got done with this event, and there was a place in there. Some folks aren't used to aggressiveness.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a nice way of saying it?
Christianity, by its very nature, is aggressive, said William Booth's wife, Catherine.
And I think it says in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Yeah, the violent take it by force. Yeah. I get you. Love of Christ constraining.
Well, that is King James. Maybe some people don't.
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, sons of God. Led means to be driven. And if that doesn't line up with your revisionist version of led, you better go back to 1828 Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah. Don't exemplify what we're talking about in the first section and say, well, we need to be different with our new translation. Let's not listen. How do we get away? This man came up and said, well, you know, I thought that you were being a little bit, what was the word? Almost like aggressive or defensive. And
defensive.
We're not defending ourselves. Bradley came up and gave this perfect synopsis of why there's aggression.
I think he's laying it on a little heavy. We got Nicole in here, too, by the way.
I'm going to keep laying it on, though, because at the end of it, somebody stood up who was actually a legislator.
You are the candle of the cake,
just
so you know.
Right.
Okay.
That's
all right. Yeah.
So at the end, this legislator stood up and he said, no, I didn't hear that. What I heard is, yes, somebody's willing to fight. Conservatives have been way too passive, not fighting. And Bradley, you even said in there, and I think you said it best, and this wasn't a justification, it was like, no, I am aggressive. It's not for my sake. I'm not defensive for my sake. I'm defensive for the law's sake, for this next generation's sake. Because if we don't start defending and then get aggressive, what are we doing? We're just opening the gates, and they're going to keep bulldozing us as they have been for the past 2 years. But that's changing right now because a new spirit is rising up in America, exemplified through the documentary.
I do want to throw something in.
Just hang on a second. No, you can't. So sit back there and shush.
You're not the candle on the cake.
That's right. Jake is the candle on the cake. You're the cake.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah,
okay, but we're not cutting that cake up yet, so just hold up on a second here. I didn't know that, Jake, we were two different nations.
Mm-hmm.
I have asked the listeners time and time again, especially those that have listened to us for the last 9 months, how many flags do we have, listeners? We have one. How many constitutions, America, do we have?
One.
Yeah. That's right. And it's a good thing when our boys are fighting, bleeding, and dying to uphold the Constitution, they're not over there debating and arguing on the battlefields to ensure our rights, are they? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. They're fighting, aren't they?
Yep.
So the question I have is, especially in America, is how can two walk together unless they be agreed? It says that in the Bible, too, in Amos 3:3. So are we to agree with the right? Are we to agree with the left? Because, again, Jesus said, how can a house that is divided stand? It can't. It will be brought to desolation. The left does not, and I repeat, it does not agree with our Constitution. The left is lawless, America. Listen to what I'm telling you. And the right does not feel it their duty to enforce them laws against the crimes that the left promotes. So both sides are playing the hypocrite. And ain't it funny how many of hundreds of thousands of soldiers we can recruit with nerve, America, but we can't find one politician in a million with a backbone.
Amen.
And how many in the church? Yep. How many in the conservative movement, folks, if that's what you want to call them? I told Jake and I told my wife and my crew right before the radio show, both sides are the problem because neither one of them are fighting to uphold. They're both trying to get their way. So that's what I'm defending.
Way.
I'm defending the truth, and I'm also letting my enemies know I ain't playing. Mm-hmm. And neither should you, America. You shouldn't be playing with the blood that's spilt over on foreign battlefields to uphold your Constitution. Mm-hmm. I didn't know we were supposed to sit there and talk about it and debate it and allow crime to continuously, aggressively, and incrementally take over our country. I thought we were supposed to fight for our country. I thought we were supposed to fight for our posterity. I thought we were supposed to fight for our educational system and our government. I thought we were supposed to fight, and we were supposed to do this together, one nation under God, not one nation divided under God, as the president, the great constitutional subverter, would have it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So that's what I'm bringing forth is, listen, you folks better understand that if you were doing the right thing, you wouldn't have an Obama administration in the first place.
Yep.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Nothing
and if you want to keep talking about the problems, just keep in mind you're the one losing the ground complaining about what you're losing because of what you tolerate. Yep. How do you say that? You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We are going to let the light on the cake, and then the cake talk right after this. You have with you the Sons of Tomatoes, Bradley and Jake. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Oh, that's tons of tomatoes. Having too much fun today.
Way too much.
You know, I was thinking about right during the break again, I was just thinking about, you are the candle on my cake. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you guys would probably think that's like Wind Beneath My Wings.
I think it's better.
Back in the 80s. You remember that?
Wings.
Which, by the way, is Renew Our Strength, Lord, Isaiah 40.
To mount up with wings like eagles.
Dude, it's great. That's exactly right. But you are the candle in my cake today. I mean, dude, you are the city on top of the hill.
Oh, gee.
Speaking of My War again, folks, for those that didn't know, I just wanted to let you know that it's a documentary, a five-part documentary of our journey through 331 high schools in over 22 states, exposing the education system for its modern errors and laying our foundational bedrock behind it and underneath it. It shows our high school kickouts, our dealings with the lying state-run media who cares not at all about the facts, which is a fact, so on and so forth. And right before the break, Jake, the candle on my cake, was talking, and I want you to go ahead and light it up again, brother.
I think it's important that we not only defend liberty, because that's our purpose.
In all seriousness.
And we shouldn't feel that, oh, wow, we're getting too defensive here.
Yeah.
You've got to defend. It's like a football team going out saying, we're not going to worry about defense this game,
Okay, now you're talking right just before offense. The segment about how somebody said it sounded like you're getting a little defensive.
Yeah.
No, I'm defending the truth,
that's
and
right.
So should you.
And we all should, and we should not feel bad about doing that. And then we need to get aggressive and stay offensive for law, for liberty, and for justice. And ultimately, really, we covered this in the Constitution class. What we're doing is we're backtracking and untying what's been tied up. We had a perfect document. I shouldn't say perfect altogether, but we had a document that laid out liberty and kept government encroachments out of our liberty in the personal sector. Now what we're having to do when we're talking about being aggressive for liberty, we're going back and undoing those constraints that have been placed on the liberty that we have as Americans.
Yeah, and now I also want to bring up the point that the person that actually did
It was beautiful.
He got it. Yes. So he wasn't saying it like, dude, what's your problem,
what's wrong,
man? Why are you so defensive? And what's the deal? It wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. He got it right away.
It was awesome, too. He said, I appreciate what you said. I wish you could put that in the documentary, too. And another lady said that, too. Sometimes there's time constraints. There's 5 parts to this documentary series. This is part 1. That's all. We've been previewing part 1. We've gotten quite a few folks through the doors, as we talked about before. And part 2 is going to come next. So you just got to hold on. It's a long journey.
See, this is why he's the candle
on
my cake, because 2.
That's right.
You ready?
Yes.
2 is after 1.
That's right.
Part 2 is.
You know, and for all of you, all those liberals out there that are, you know,
no child left unindoctrinated people.
We're really sorry that may frustrate your delicate constitutions.
It shows the crookedness of their stick, that straight one. So we got to watch out for that business.
And we're willing to do this slowly for you too, but you're going to have to get with us after the program, because we got to move on for those intelligent minds listening right
now. Yes, and now we have a cake in the room right now, and her name is Nicole, and when you see her, you're going to understand why we call her the cake.
Wonderful
cake.
Because
I'm so sweet.
Totally.
Oh, sweet. That was a good way. I was thinking more full, but sweet is good.
Sweet. Totally. I'm very sweet.
A double-decker.
Double-decker.
Double-decker
right.
cake.
Expensive.
Expensive. Now, one of the replies from my war was Bradley's a gladiator. Can you start off with that one, please?
Awesome.
That is true. That was actually posted on your Facebook, Bradley Dean, if anyone would like to take a look at it. Bradley Dean is a gladiator. I think it was for the Lord, actually.
Does this not entertain you?
That's beautiful.
Good. What we do today echoes in eternity. Remember what Caesar said, give him a piece of bread?
Yep.
And a spectacle, and you can do whatever you want with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, and the gladiator was in the center of the ring entertaining the mob.
That's right.
And what was he doing? He was saying, wait a second, don't you people see what this Caesar is doing? He's controlling you. Yeah.
Yep. Through your own demise.
You know, I would like to actually add into everything that you're saying. I was talking to a lady after the premiere.
So you want
to
put a little ice cream on your cake?
No, this should be set first.
You are, guys, she's got a little too much starch in her shirt. We're working on her, so hold up with us. Jake's the candle. Okay.
I'm the
Nicole is the double decker cake.
Mm-hmm.
And now
she's
putting some ice cream.
Ooh.
On the plate. Go for it, sister.
You never have cake without ice cream.
I was not expecting this, but please, go ahead.
I will. You know, I was talking to one lady, and she said that what she was so encouraged by was the fact that what was conveyed to her was that we're the majority. And the problem is that the majority is staying quiet because of fear.
Yes.
And she said it encouraged her so much that the next day she actually was out talking to all of her friends, where in the past she hadn't.
Amen.
My other favorite, well, this is actually my new favorite one, because we've gotten many comments.
Wait a second. Rewind a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Our favorite is Jake.
Well, this is my favorite comment from the
double
series,
decker.
Not person.
Double decker.
No.
Our favorite
no.
is Jake.
You better get this quick.
Do you understand? Look at me. Look
Jake,
at me.
Can
don't
you write
smart
something for me to read?
Don't blow me off and don't try to just let this go over the top of your head or down your back like water down a duck's back. I want you to address this, Nicole.
Quack.
Jake's your favorite.
Jake, you are the best.
No, the favorite.
My favorite.
Okay.
Oh, don't forget that, that's because right. if you do it again, I'll fire you right on the spot.
But I thought that you were supposed to be.
What?
That's okay.
I'd like to buy you dinner tonight, Mr. Dean.
You know, truth.
I think we can work that out tonight.
We've not been given a spirit of confusion.
No, we have not.
Okay? So let's just keep it on the
single-minded here.
Go ahead.
Wonderful. Well, this
now
was...
she's going to put some fudge on that ice cream.
That's right.
All right.
Well, this was my favorite comment right here.
All right.
This makes me scared, angry, anxious, upset, and proud, too. Proud of you and the people you are working with. Thank you.
There's an anointing on that.
She's one of the ladies that attended our last premiere, and she actually brought her children with her, and one of them was going to the local high school, and she came up afterwards as well and said she was so encouraged because what they're being taught in schools today is just off the hook, and she was encouraged to continue to take a stand. So not only is this documentary something that you can use to reach out to others, but it's encouraging the troops too and giving them tools that they can use. Another thing that I've been saying to people is that this documentary is not talking about the branches on the tree, but getting back to the root of our problems, which is what we were talking about in the beginning, the fact that our country has forsaken God and our Judeo-Christian values that were given unto us. So it's going back to the foundations, and that's when things are going to start to blossom again in our country, and not until then.
Listen to these analogies.
I think that's great.
She's the best.
I have one more. You're going to like this one.
Like
Bradley
that.
Dean.
Bring it on, hippie mama.
Is excellent in his presentation.
Ooh, excellent.
No, there's more, I bet. I bet there is.
A lot of his information was already known, but his connecting of the dots was amazing.
Yes. Amen. Now, in all seriousness, that's what the Spirit of Christ does. Folks, the people, when they read the Bible, and again, we're having fun here, but the core and the heart of this is serious business what we're doing here. People need to understand when they can't gap meaning in the Word of God, it's because the Bible says the Spirit killeth, but the letter killeth. Let me say that again. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. If you can't understand from point A to point B, it's because the Holy Spirit enlightens you and your heart by His power to give you understanding. That's why people, for the most part, don't get the Word of God. What about all the contradictions in the Word of God? No. You need the Spirit of Christ so those contradictions dissipate in front of your very eyes by the power of the Holy One of Israel.
And it will come together.
It always does.
And because they're not contradictions.
Okay, so
another one for you.
You might want to read that one again so everybody can hear that.
Bradley Dean is excellent in his presentation.
Excellent meaning surpassing others.
That's right.
Okay.
Excellent.
A lot of his information was already known, but his connecting of the dots was amazing.
And I'll humble myself today and say that I am the icing on the cake. Jake is the candle on top of that cake.
That is wonderful.
Okay.
Definitely
Jake,
a humble man.
Jake is excellent.
Okay, I've got a couple more, but this one's good too. Okay. Amazing, intelligent awakening.
Amen.
Yep.
And again, we attest that to the Spirit of Christ, because that's exactly what he does. Remember in the Bible, Peter and John, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites.
The smart guys, the credentialed guys.
The credentialed guys were looking at the disciples of Christ, and they looked at them as unlearned and ignorant men. Mm-hmm. But they saw that they were with Jesus.
That's right.
And when they knew that they were Jesus, that Spirit of Christ rests upon them. They become the disciples of Christ in power.
And you'll notice,
that's where
too,
we're
that
at. We'll take that phone call. Just hold on one second. Let's get him back up there again. That was important that he was on there, but we have to finish before we get him up on the air here.
That's
so
important, too.
Just tell him to hold on. Tell him to call back in if you would.
That's important, too, to understand that when the Pharisees came by and saw that they were ignorant, unlearned men, translated means they didn't go to school.
Okay.
They noticed that they were with Christ, and they would never contend head on with them. They'd always go in the shadows and try to create things. Hence what you see, folks, when you start to become emboldened, you start to be filled with knowledge, that whatever you would call them, the enemies of liberty, the enemies of righteousness, they're not going to come head on anymore. When you say to them, hey, why don't you have me on your talk show and we can talk about this, and let me get out my views so that it's coming from me, the source, rather than you just taking what you want to, pick and choose, and they don't call you back. It's no wonder, because they don't want to, because they already know they're on shady ground. Another thing, too, with the connecting of the dots, I'm reading this Americans for whatever these guys
whatever
are.
You call them.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they're an anti-Christian organization, and they're talking about
anti-American
separation and anti-American.
Yes.
They said this is what they do. They get the facts, right? They said they argued that true faith did not need or want the support of government, saying that about our founders. They argued that true faith did not need or want the support of government. Is that true? Yeah, that's why there's a separation. But this is the separation. They didn't say that the government should be antagonistic towards religion,
that's
which
right.
is what they imply.
Yeah.
They hear the word, they miss the spirit, and what you're seeing, folks, in this My War documentary part one, people are hearing the word, but they're getting the spirit. The dots are becoming connected, and we want to empower you. Go ahead.
Now, I think it's important for people to understand who we are. Because the Sons of Liberty has many facets to us. We're radio nationwide, literally from coast to coast. We've been on the radio for over 8 years. Public speaking, high schools, colleges, festivals, principals, churches, tea parties, house churches, whatever the case is, we've done it. We've been there. We've got the hat and the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. We use our international band, Junkyard Prophet, which is ranked number 2 in the country. It's been wrapped around the globe. The band has been used to wrap around the globe with 4 videos and reaching potential capacity of Listen America, 444 million households worldwide. Okay. We have street teams out 6 days a week throughout the country handing out tracts, the Ten Commandments, constitutional courses, the Price Message, which, by the way, we've sold over 40,000 of them locally, praise and worship CDs, so on and so forth, t-shirts, hats, documentaries, sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to go there, check it out. And folks, what I want to ask you and I want to lay to your feet today is do consider supporting this ministry. Because we're touching the nation literally, and with the help of you, we can touch even further and further, day after day after day after day. And we're sowing into the forgotten harvest fields because our next generation, forget not, are soon to be our leaders. And we would ask that you'd consider sowing into our ministry. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We got Justin back, but folks, when we come back after this break, we got Matthew Krause from Liberty Council talking about DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, right after this break. We'll pick up Justin right after. Hang on with me, Jay, or Justin. You are the candle on my cake.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And just, we're two white folks. I wonder if that's like racist.
Oh, I suppose it is. That'll be next.
I mean, if you really think about it, it was, you know, I mean, who really got big? I mean, it was Aerosmith back in the 80s that actually started rap.
I thought it was the Beastie Boys.
No, you're thinking of Run DMC. Now, folks, we are going backwards, and I don't want to go that direction, but the point is...
Mm-hmm. White folks can rap, too.
That's right. How about that? Just like they can play basketball.
That's right.
We're going to take Justin really quick, and then we got to get together with Matt Krause from Liberty Council talking about DOMA. For those that haven't heard this side of the argument, It's time to stand up, and I think Liberty Council is doing the job. So we're going to pull them in about 2 seconds here. Justin, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bradley. Hi, Jake.
Hey, man.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks. How's your kids?
They're doing good, too.
Oh, wonderful.
This is getting better.
It is. I think I have two candles on my cake. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, I'm just calling because I tuned in, and actually in the first 5 minutes of listening to your show ever, I thought, well, this conversation sounds kind of familiar. Then I realized you were talking about me.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh.
We knew you'd be listening today.
So I thought I'd give a call in and join in the discussion if you would have me. So here I am.
I mean, I think the point's been made.
Yeah, and I think the conclusion was, Justin, is you brought up a great point. And at the end of that, you brought up the fact that you understood the momentum of what the documentary was bringing across.
And a lot of people don't quite get that.
And it was totally good of you to even bring that up so that others could, that maybe had the same question in their mind, others could hear the answer for it. And so we were applauding you. That's why you're the number two candle today on the show.
Number two. Number two. And your kids are, how many you have? That will be 3, 4, and 5.
There we go.
If you have three kids. So.
Oh, I do have three kids.
Oh, wow. What a coincidence. But that was the point, Justin.
And we appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for tuning in. And that also shows, too, you know, when folks come to the premiere, they find out about the radio show, they're tuning in. And this is awesome because this is how liberty spreads. And we were there to empower you, Justin, just like you were there to empower us. And we want the rest of the folks to be able to get that same fire.
Yeah, I do have one comment to make if you guys have the time.
Quickly.
Okay, so in regard to my original point, what I was getting at was it wasn't so much a matter of what I thought you were doing is it was a matter of what could be perceived as what you were doing.
Sure.
And I totally agree with you guys that we need to bring the fight to the front lines. I mean, we need to be aggressive and on the offensive on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And but on the other hand, I think from the terms of the people we're trying to reach, those who are a little bit skeptical about what we have to say, we have to be careful to not let there be room for people to think this is personal. And that this is between one person's grudge versus another.
But
it's about the
Justin,
truth itself.
Justin, let me interject something there. It is personal. We're talking about our freedom. How is it not personal?
It's got to be.
It is personal,
Justin.
We
can't separate those anymore.
This is our country. You have people attacking our country. It's totally personal.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I guess I think I mean something a little bit differently when I say personal than what you do there.
But okay. I think it's good to reassert that stance, Justin, because most folks, when you say personal, that's the exact impression they get. So whether you mean that or not, it really is a personal thing. We got to quit trying to tiptoe around, which you've already agreed to, and we've got to start to make these things personal because that's exactly what they are. And if folks don't understand that it is a personal thing, they're not going to fight with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's what the Bible commands us to do, and that's what the Constitution
commands. And that's the whole point. So, folks, for the sake of time, we got 7 minutes left on this hour. We got Matthew Krause with us from Liberty Council. I want you to hear this really quick. This was a letter from Matt Staver that came out this week, and I was so impressed with it. I called Bishop Jackson up out of D.C., and I said, hey, Bishop, need to get Matt on air with us right away. And this is what he wrote, and this is what I responded to, and you'll see why I responded so quickly. He said, today, President Barack Obama instructed the United States Attorney General Eric Holder and the Department of Justice to cease defending the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. He said, this is outrageous and unthinkable that the president would abandon the defense of marriage. He has betrayed the American people by his refusal to defend the federal law that affirms what many courts upheld as constitutional, namely that marriage is between one man and one woman. Common sense, folks.
That's right.
Matt goes on. Regardless of President Obama's own ideological agenda, as president, he and his attorney general have a duty to defend lawfully passed legislation by Congress through you, America, especially when the essence of the law has been upheld by many courts. 30 states have passed marriage amendments affirming marriage as one man and one woman. Why, I don't know. That's too far. Matt goes on, President Obama has abandoned his role as President of the United States and transformed his office into the President of the Divided States, which he is contriving. He has been the most divisive president in American history. He has today declared war on the American people. Listen carefully, America. The president has declared war on the American people and the fundamental values that are shared by most Americans. His radicalism resulted in the historical pushback in the 2010 elections. And he said, Matt Staver did from Liberty Counsel, we will not allow one president. Notice the terminology, folks. We will not allow. Did you hear that? Exclamation. We will not allow, he's meaning what he is saying, one president and one attorney general to toss natural marriage aside. Good for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Matt.
Hey, thanks, folks. Thanks for having me on.
You know what? I'm so sorry about the first segment. I was 15 minutes back, and I thought you were on next hour, so it's completely my bad. We just appreciate you guys taking the time and responding so quickly to talk to America about what really is going on behind the scenes with DOMA.
Matt, can you give your...
No worries. We're glad to be here.
Matt, why don't you shed a little light on this DOMA situation here, if you would, please.
Yeah, I think that letter summed it up perfectly.
Did a good job, didn't it?
Absolutely. Back in 1996, overwhelming amounts, numbers in Congress and President Bill Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act into law. And basically, the Obama administration this week said, you know, we don't think it's constitutional, so we're no longer going to defend it when it comes into the courts of law. Can you imagine the next president coming in and saying, you know what, I don't like Obamacare, so I'm not going to defend that law. You know, if the president start getting to choose to defend which laws they defend, then the whole system has gone under.
Exactly, and then when it permeates into the AG's office, this is my thought. Okay, Obama comes in, he wants to create policy and turn it into a law, hence Obamacare. So he takes the law, the Constitution, and dictates it according to what his ideology is. Then he not only does that, but then he and I don't always stress so much the voice of the people, because we're not a democracy, we're not a mobocracy, but it is important when the people stand up and say what they're saying, the substance of what they're saying is, this is against the Constitution. Not just against what we think or what we feel or what we want to vote on, but against the Constitution. Now he says, so on one hand, he can reject the Constitution, make up the Constitution how he wants, and then on the other hand, he says, well, now I'm not going to enforce basically what my seat demands me to enforce. He's taking his cake, and then he's eating it too, and on the back, it would almost make me believe that he's making this his country, his empire, and everything should fall in line the way that he sees it. Would you disagree with that, Matt?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that. It's basically like he's saying, I don't care what the other 43 presidents did in our nation's history.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more enlightened than them and no better than them. And so I don't think what they did was very wise or judicious. So I'm just going to stop defending it.
What is his argument to say it's unconstitutional? Okay, I get a kick out of this. In other words, if I don't like it, it's unconstitutional. If I do like it, it is constitutional. What is his argument? How does he articulate that it is unconstitutional to defend marriage?
Well, basically, it's a fairness thing, and I think you'll notice a lot of people on the left and liberal ideology, it's no longer about justice or right or wrong. It's whether it's fair or not.
Sounds like emotions to me.
Right, exactly, and it violates, according to him, the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution to allow heterosexuals to marry, but not homosexuals to marry. So why should a man and a woman get the benefits that a man and a man or a woman and a woman can't get?
I'd like to straighten this out for just a second, America, because what he's avoiding here is sodomy laws. Now, people say, well, there was a judge that said that's unconstitutional. Sodomy is not justified by any law in this country. The revealed law in the Bible, oh, well, we don't like the Bible. Okay, how about natural law? Sodomy is not justified, period. Why does a man and a man want to get married? Well, we love each other. Well, fine, love each other, but you can't commit sodomy. That's against the law. Therefore, if you're trying to get married to do that and sanction that, our government's not going to. This is common sense. Fairness doctrine. Don't give me this fairness. There's nothing fair about working with somebody who breaks the law.
Right. Well, and at the same time, how are you going to rewrite the traditional definition of marriage that's been around for millennia?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we've come to this place in 2011 where we're so much smarter than the past civilizations.
That's right.
And we're going to totally redefine and totally transform what the basic institution of marriage, the social unit that started government, that started the church, that started the school system, we're going to totally redefine that. And once you go that far, you've lost a lot.
You have.
This doesn't doesn't come as any surprise from this administration. Matthew, we have to go to a hard break. We really appreciate you being here. Liberty Council, Matt, how can they check out Liberty Council? Because we love what you guys do.
Yeah, feel free to visit our website, lc.org, or feel free to give our offices a call, 1-800-671-1776.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for being with us today.
Appreciate you. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. Hour two coming up, folks.